Road Heat.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, March 21st. Currently with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is east at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.73. The dew point is 32 degrees. And the current wind chill is 29 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. An historic bridge in Topeka may soon be disappearing from the landscape. Mark Wilson has more.
A bridge in the area of 70th and Valencia, which provides locals and visitors the opportunity to cross over the Soldier Creek, may soon be closed and not be reopened. Some would say that with only 50 to 70 cars per day traveling across the bridge and the significant cost associated with repairing the bridge, it just isn't worth it. However, for those familiar with the area, this historic bridge would be a tremendous loss to the local landscape. Shawnee County Public Works will soon be determining the fate of the bridge.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Allen County Sheriff's Office are conducting a death investigation after remains were found Saturday evening east of Humboldt. A man was searching for antler sheds and found the remains. Deputies from the Allen County Sheriff's Office responded to the area near Arizona Road and 1800th Street and confirmed that the remains were human. An autopsy is scheduled as the investigation continues. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Listen up to see how easily scammers can defraud senior citizens.
Hello?
I'm Steve from your bank. We've had a security breach.
Oh my.
So I'm calling to make sure your account hasn't been compromised in any way.
Thank you.
If you kindly read your credit card number and expiration.
Smooth-talking criminals, convincing the elderly to discuss private information. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know how to spot a scam and report it to local law enforcement.
Learn more at ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly reminds everyone that a statewide initiative has been made to increase awareness of the Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP. This is a program that helps lower-income families pay for high-speed internet. And the ACP is a $14.2 billion federal broadband benefit that provides eligible households a monthly discount of up to $30 per month or $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands and a one-time $100 discount towards a laptop, desktop, computer, or tablet. In partnership with Education Superhighway, a national nonprofit with a mission to close the broadband affordability gap, the governor's initiative will build a broad coalition of local stakeholders, service providers, nonprofit organizations, and higher learning institutions to overcome the barriers that prevent households in under-resourced communities from enrolling. ACP-eligible households include families with incomes at or below 200% of the federal poverty level and those who qualify for Lifeline, SNAP, free and reduced-price school lunch, WIC, and other government-funded programs. Education Superhighway will support statewide awareness by training community leaders and partner organizations and providing outreach materials to help households enroll. The nonprofit recently launched getacp.org/Kansas to simplify the ACP enrollment process by helping eligible households determine the easiest way to qualify and to learn more about free with ACP broadband plans available at their address. Governor Kelly has issued a proclamation to kick off National Poison Prevention Week, and the Poison Center at the University of Kansas Health System and Save Kids Kansas want to remind Kansans that poison centers are ready 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with fast, free advice. The theme for this year's National Poison Prevention Week is Poison Centers, When Poison Happens, We're Here for You. Not everyone realizes that poison centers are for everyone. While poison centers get more calls about children, calls about teens, adults, and older adults tend to be more serious. Over half of the calls to the Kansas Poison Center in 2022 involved medicines or pharmaceuticals. However, other common poisons include household products, plants, mushrooms, pesticides, animal bites and stings, carbon monoxide, and many other non-pharmaceutical substances. Stephanie Baines, the coordinator for the Kansas Poison Control Center, stated that the best piece of advice they can give is to program the poison help number 800-222-1222 into your phone and post it visibly in your home. This way, you're prepared in the event of a poisoning emergency or if you simply have questions. Poison centers can save time, worry, lives, and money because when seconds count, calling a poison center is faster and more accurate than a confusing internet search. Nurses, pharmacists, and doctors answer calls, and they can help in more than 150 languages, and doctors and hospitals turn to the poison center for help every day. Whether it's a question or an emergency, poison centers provide life-saving information when you need it the most, and the calls are free. More than 70% of people who call get the help they need right away where they are, saving the cost of a trip to the doctor or hospital. It's also important to know poison centers are not just for emergencies. You can call anytime from anywhere in the nation for information or advice from local experts. If you think someone has been poisoned, call 800-222-1222 right away, as fast and free expert help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For more information about preventing accidental poisoning, you can visit kansashealthsystem.com/poison. The USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack announced that general sign-up for the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, began February 27th and will end on April 7th. Secretary Vilsack said the Conservation Reserve Program is one of the largest private lands conservation programs in the United States, offering a range of conservation options to farmers, ranchers, and landowners. He said CRP has and continues to be a great fit for farmers with less productive or marginal cropland, helping them reestablish valuable land cover to help improve water quality, prevent soil erosion, and support wildlife habitat. Vilsack said in a statement that they have made several updates to the program to increase producer interest and enrollment, strengthen the climate benefits of the program, and help ensure underserved producers can find a pathway to entry into CRP. The Farm Service Agency of the USDA hopes to reach the 27 million acre cap for CRP in fiscal year 2023. And for more information, you can visit fsa.usda.gov. In Nebraska news, a North Platte man charged after police say his then 6-month-old baby was found to be severely malnourished has taken a plea deal. According to Lincoln County District Records, 38-year-old Jason Borda pled no contest to one count of committing negligent child abuse with no injury, and in exchange for his plea, prosecutors reduced an initial charge of committing negligent child abuse resulting in injury to the committing negligent child abuse with no injury charge. Court documents show authorities believe Jason's wife, 35-year-old Melinda of North Platte, did not receive any prenatal care and gave birth at home. And the infant, then 6 months old, weighed 9 pounds, 7 ounces, almost the same weight that he was on the day that he was born. Authorities said the baby was removed from their custody and taken to a children's hospital, and in just 1 week, he gained 3 pounds. Jason Borda is scheduled to appear in Lincoln County District Court for sentencing at 10 a.m. on June 12th. Melinda Borda faces one count of committing child abuse negligently with injury and is scheduled to appear in Lincoln County District Court for a status hearing at 1:30 p.m. on April 3rd. 42-year-old Wilquin Gomez Pagoda of Grand Island has been charged in Hall County Court with identity theft, $5,000 or more. According to the arrest affidavit, a man and his wife contacted the Hall County Sheriff's Office after receiving a letter in the mail from Medicaid advising them to verify his employment with T&E Cattle, just outside of Grand Island. However, the man said that he has never worked for the cattle company. Deputies later spoke to the owner of T&E Cattle, who advised them that a man matching the man's name was employed there, and he provided deputies with a copy of a driver's license and Social Security card that matched the man's identity. Gomez Pagoda was later arrested and questioned by deputies. The affidavit said Gomez Pagoda admitted to using the man's Social Security number and driver's license to obtain employment, but did not know him. He also stated he earned more than $5,000 in wages from T&E cattle using the man's identity. Gomez Pagoda was set to be arraigned in Hall County Court. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, March 15th, Casey Davinon with Nextech went over the proposed new telephone franchise agreement that was discussed with the Finance Committee and includes two changes. The first change is to have the agreement renew yearly instead of every 7 years, as the current agreement states, and the second change in the agreement is to do away with the telephone franchise fee. A motion was then made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded to waive the formal first reading of Ordinance 1761, which is an ordinance granting Nextech LLC, a limited liability company, its parent company, Rural Telephone Service Company, Incorporated, a Kansas corporation, successors, transferees, and assigns a non-exclusive franchise to erect, maintain, and operate a telecommunications system within the city limits of Norton, Kansas, prescribing the terms and conditions thereof, and providing for payment to be made to the City of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn presented a resolution abating the environmental conditions at 314 West Main Street. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 8-2023, which is a resolution authorizing the abatement of conditions under the Environmental Code as to property within the City of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to waive the formal third reading of Ordinance 1759, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 14, Article 4, pertaining to unlawful parking generally, handicapped parking spaces, unlawful parking locations, and special parking and loading restrictions. And a motion was then made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Ordinance 1759. The votes were taken and the motions carried. Dean Little presented a resolution amending the parental leave policy in the employee handbook. A motion was made by Dean Little and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 7-2023, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton employee handbook and Norton personnel rules. The motion carried 3-2, with Robert Bowman and Dean Little and Andrew Black voting yes, and Dennis Gilhausen and Ron Briery voting no. As discussed at previous council meetings, Dean also presented an ordinance adding to the city code that refuse must be placed for pickup on the designated day by no later than 8 a.m. A motion was then made by Dean Little and seconded to waive the first formal reading of Ordinance 1760, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 15, Article 5, pertaining to solid waste duty of owner-occupant within the City of Norton, Kansas. And after discussion was held, Dean rescinded his motion and requested that the Public Works Committee meet to discuss the change further. Fort Hays State University's next Science Cafe is set for March 27th, and this month's presentation, Fishes, Senses, and Fishing, is sponsored by Fort Hays State University's Science and Mathematics Education Institute. The presentation begins at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill in Hays. Dr. William Bill Stark, Professor of Biological Sciences at Fort Hays State University, will help everyone dip their toes in the water world of fish and explore some of the ways fish experience their world that is a bit different than our own. He'll have some hands-on material, and participation of all ages is encouraged. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public, and questions can be directed to Carrie Rolder at 785-628-4743 or by visiting fhsu.edu/smei. Doctors on Call airs on Smoky Hills PBS on Tuesdays, and Les Kinderconnect, the senior producer and director of Smoky Hills PBS, said they have a great lineup this year with many great doctors from Central and Western Kansas. Doctors on Call is a live viewer call-in show hosted by Jenna Miller and produced by Smoky Hills PBS, which brings in medical professionals from throughout the state to provide medical information on their field of expertise and each week Doctors on Call highlights a new topic with a new doctor. The program gives viewers the opportunity to call in with questions during the live show, and a schedule of programs and past episodes is available at www.smokyhillspbs.org. The show today, March 21st, will cover allergy and immunology with Dr. Benjamin Rahoy from the Maori Clinic in Salina. To submit questions during the program, viewers can call 1-800-337-4788. Rural Logan resident Gary E. Mulder passed away on Thursday, March 16th at the Norton County Hospital in Norton at the age of 80. Funeral services will be held at 10:30 a.m. today, Tuesday, March 21st, in the Prairie View Reformed Church in Prairie View, with Pastor Lou Vanderwig officiating, and the services will also be streamed live on the Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel Facebook page. Burial will follow in the Prairie View Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Almena Fire Department or Hospice Services Incorporated, and the Logan Funeral Home in Logan is in charge of the arrangements. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have pizza roll-ups, tossed salad, pears, green beans, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded chicken sandwich, corn, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be steak strips, potatoes, French bread, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools: at 2:23 p.m., the Junior High K Board Meeting. Also at 2:23 p.m., the Blue Crew at the Norton Community High School. And the 8th Grade Parent Meeting that was scheduled for today has been moved to Monday, April 17th from 5:45 to 6:30 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be partly sunny with a high near 58 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming north in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 33 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour becoming east in the evening. On Wednesday, there'll be some patchy fog between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 58. And on Wednesday night, there's a slight chance of showers between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. Otherwise, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 29. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be partly sunny with a high near 55. On Friday, there's a slight chance of snow showers before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers after 2 p.m., and it should be partly sunny with a high near 55. On Saturday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers after 2 p.m. It should be mostly sunny on Saturday with a high near 56. On Sunday, there's a chance of rain and snow showers, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 44. And on Monday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers, should be partly sunny with a high near 44. Currently with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is east at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.73. The dew point is 32 degrees. And the current wind chill is 29 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs have made yet another signing in for agency, this one more of a reserve move, as they have signed linebacker Drew Tranquil to a one-year contract, and Matt Dierick of ChiefsDigest.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed the move of signing Tranquil for the Chiefs. Now he thinks this is a move that just strengthens the depth at linebacker for the team, since they've struggled with a little bit in years past.
Tranquil, I think, obviously, he's a step up. You know, you're certainly picking up something with him. Maybe not has the versatility of Harris, but he's definitely somebody that you feel like that if you needed to start him the first stretch, you wouldn't have a huge drop off. So I would think at first glance that's got to be, you know, a little bit of what their thought process is just trying to deepen the bench there. Should deepen their bench on special teams a little bit too. You got some options there, but you know, the last couple of years when the Chiefs have had some injuries, that has been a spot that teams have attacked. So I feel like if it strengthens their depth, that's probably a good move.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairie Land Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we continue to see areas of light rain across extreme southern and eastern Kansas, and a very active weather pattern is going to remain in place through tomorrow, Thursday, and into the weekend. Looks like once this rain comes to an end by midday today, things are going to be quieting down, with temperatures climbing into the mid-50s in the eastern part of our listening area to mid-60s in central Kansas. Moisture will start to lift in from the south ahead of an area of low pressure that moves through. That will bring us an elevated fire danger threat in western Kansas tomorrow, with winds up to 60 miles per hour, a warm front along I-70, and the chance of a few severe thunderstorms in northeastern Kansas late tomorrow afternoon. In northwestern Kansas today, our high near 60. North central Kansas, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Showers this morning in northeast Kansas with a high in the mid-50s. In southwest Kansas, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s today. Areas of rain this morning in south central Kansas are high in the low 70s. Southeastern Kansas, cool with rain and a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
We look at the early calls today. First off, on the livestock side, the fundamentals still weak overall in the livestock market. Kind of a heavy feeling into the market as far as the Merck is concerned, also the cash market. Outside economic forces really have been pressuring this market here the past 2 to 3 weeks, and it looks like it's going to stay the same. Late in the overnight grain trade, we turned higher after spending the most of the night lower. Wheat futures up 4 to 5. Corn futures up 2 to 3. Soybeans up 6 on the old crop, up 2 on the new crop. The FOMC Fed board meeting starts today. Announcement sometime